Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman Drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what. Step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Women Show.
You're going to be in for a good ride. I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it, one way or another, good or bad.
Being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show, where I interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs about their lives and their road to becoming and being who they are today. Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed with your responsibilities, and it seems like you'll never get it all done? Well, you're not alone. We all need to remember to use our superpowers, the ones we already have but don't use all the time, and take advice and wisdom from one another. Towards the end of the show, in a segment called Superpowers for Success, I ask my guest about her superpowers, and the answers will give you the strength, perspective, and power to keep on being the well woman you are. I'm so happy you're here, so thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is how to use what comes easy for you to find your power. And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be inspired to take ownership of the ways in which you excel, use your community to get ahead, and stop dismissing your strengths just because they come easily. My guest today is Val Romero, founder of Women Make a Difference, which is a monthly luncheon meetup developed to help women network and meet others in their community. Women Make a Difference has been hosting luncheons for over a decade and offers tech classes, a business directory, and services focused on increasing visibility and exposure for the business owner. In 2015, Val was named a Women of Influence winner by Albuquerque Business First. And today I talk with Val about connecting with other women to get ahead, recognizing the strength in what comes easily to you, and how to network. The free giveaway today is Val's tips for connecting at networking events. Now, if you don't like networking events, I actually just don't even like the word networking. But if it bothers you to just show up somewhere and try to meet people instead of just throwing your business card in, you know, in a pile sort of thing, this is going to be very helpful for you. I love the giveaway because it gives clear action items you can take at any event to connect with people and create new relationships. Now to my interview with Val. I'm speaking with Val Romero this afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Giovanna. Thanks for having me on.
So, Val, let's start with telling me what you're working on and how it impacts women's lives and well-being.
Well, I guess I've finally figured out I'm a true connector, a connector of people. So when I started Women Make a Difference back in September 2001, I really was just looking for a way to create some more visibility for myself for a project I was working on. I'm still working with, actually, Legal Shield. Been a rep for 18 years. Really proud of that, meaning I've helped a lot of families. But how could I further help? How could I gather people together? Women like gathering together. Could I create yet one more networking event? And I did. And we've been going strong month after month since September of 2001, just helping not just women, actually. It is predominantly women, but I get a handful of men each month, and growing into other events as well. But our foundation is a solid networking luncheon the second Friday of each month, Tanawan Country Club. We've been there for 15 years. They love us. I hope so. Mm-hmm. And just, again, educating people on how to network, how to connect, how to build those relationships, create collaboration, friendship, whatever it is. We have a lot of fun doing it.
Okay. I have a couple of follow-up questions. The first one is, you started out by saying, I finally figured out I'm a connector. What do you mean by that?
Well, I was in the corporate world. I was always a bookkeeper, office manager, Girl Friday, I would say. Always talking with people. Easy to connect with people. I didn't realize that was any big deal. Actually, because my family made fun of me for it. They said, watch out. Here comes Val with the 40-question interview. I like asking questions of people. I'm genuinely interested. And that has served me quite well in all these things that I'm doing. But it took a lot of people, you know, coming around and giving me the kudos and saying, you know, wow, you've got great energy and all those kinds of compliments that finally made me realize, wow, maybe I do have something here that's easy for me. I think often if there's something easy for us, we wouldn't count that as a value for someone else. So that's what I mean, is I finally, I want to say maybe 10 years ago, figured that out. Hello.
And Val, why is it so important for women, and you also include men, but we're specifically talking about women here. Why is it important for women to learn how to connect and use these resources that you offer?
Well, if you're in business, and you know, I suspect that most of us are, if we're not in business, then we're an ambassador for somebody else's business or for somebody else. And you really simply have to get yourself out there. In, I don't know if it's specific to New Mexico, but I would imagine any town, that any business town, you showing up, that's probably 90% of it right there. Showing up, people know you're in business. You want to work with people. You want to help people. You want to be part of the community. You want to do things that help your community and help your fellow man and woman. And a little caveat to the men. I always kind of give a shout out for the men that come, because I say, well, you're brave to be in front of all these women. You know, we're averaging about 75 people a luncheon, have been for the last 3 years. But you're also very smart, because women make most of the decisions. So I think that's true. And so we've got to be strong. We got to be around people that support us, people that are on our side. And we get that by being around other women and women in business that we can model and see do other things. I mean, I see you do things that I'm envious of, and maybe that goes back the other way. It's like, yeah, I want to incorporate that, because we all want to be somebody when it goes down at the end and we're walking across it. We say, yeah, I left something here. I made a difference on this earth. And that's really where Women Make a Difference came from, that whole concept.
Yeah, well, that makes so much sense, because I always say we create the things we need in our lives. And so you created this because you needed it in your own life. And look how you not only provided it for yourself, but for other women as well. And I wanted to ask you too, what are some of the challenges that women have with connecting? I mean, if it was so easy, we wouldn't need a group like yours. So what are some of the challenges that people have?
I think sometimes just showing up to an event is really scary for people. You know, I'm a very up person, but believe it or not, I have those days too where I'm thinking, oh, I've got to go to something later. And I'm not really in the greatest frame of mind necessarily, but I always know, and this is what'll bring it back around, is that I'm going to see somebody I know, and I'm going to be able to reconnect and, you know, see what's happening with them. And they're going to be a shoulder for me if I have something that's going on for me. So, I believe in that, you know, when you're having a down day, you need that up person. And when they're having a down day, they need you. Perhaps you're the up person. But I can kind of detect that when I walk into a room. So I will often go to somebody who looks like they feel out of place. Because generally when I'm going somewhere, I know at least somebody. That is awkward when I don't, though. I have to make it myself. But because it's easy to build rapport for me, I don't think of that as hard. So I can go and show those skills to another person, even if it's just introducing them to one person and getting them talking a little bit. You could just tell it's just painful for them. So, you know, I think I have skill sets that help people take away that real introvertish, shy, painful feeling.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, whether you describe yourself as an introvert or not, everyone has those tendencies of, like you described, you know, showing up to an event and not knowing anyone and thinking, oh, did I really need to come here? Did I really want to be here? What can you tell people, like your top two or three tips for how do you break the ice when you're there, you haven't talked to anyone yet, you could easily just disappear and leave. And people have done that. I've done it. Mm-hmm. What do you say to women who might be in that situation in order to just get them to, you know, connect and enjoy that event and do what they are there to do, which is to, you know, market themselves or tell people about their service or their product or whatever?
Well, if I was the person walking in, and I said what I do if I saw the shy person. But what I would recommend to that shyer person is to find somebody in the room who is a little more flamboyant, maybe using their arms to talk, obviously holding the conversation in a set of three, four people, or however many it is, and just walk up. That probably feels so awkward, but I promise you that people are engaging. They want to engage in. The circle sort of opens, and all of a sudden you're in the conversation. You still may have not even given a peep, but that person usually is recognizing that you're trying to fit in. You're trying to get in. So that's often something I tell people. You can always spark a conversation at the food table or the bar, mm-hmm. and make a compliment. You know, great dress you have on. Or, well, you know, to me, it's so easy to just talk about anything. Are you from here? You know, Halloween today, we could say just about anything, right?
Except that for people in that situation, they actually, their mind goes blank sometimes. They don't know what to say. And so these are great tips, because I think even just having that, you know, in your back pocket, like, okay, go to the food table, talk to someone about, you know, what they're wearing. Like, I think people actually right. need to remember those things. Ask people questions, right?
Exactly. That's probably the best thing you can do right there, is ask questions of people. And if you are someone that is difficult, have a few questions sort of up your sleeve. Do, you know, the old cheating way, write it on your wrist. I'm just kidding. We probably wouldn't do that. But have a couple of things in mind. There are salespeople I've heard that have, or marketing type people that have said, have an objective when you are going to an event. It really isn't about just stuffing your business card in everybody's faces. It's really, you know, getting a conversation going with someone. And I'm native to New Mexico, so the number one question I ask is, how did you end up in New Mexico? And I've heard some fascinating stories from A to Z, people following a boyfriend here, but they're not with the boyfriend anymore. That's a very common one, actually. That's interesting. But why would people come to our state? We have we have great things happening here, and we have great things happening in business, and often people don't know. They don't know how to get in. So I'm proud to say, if somebody Googles networking for women, I come up there first. Women make a difference. So it's something, I guess, a lot of people are, I'm not ranked in the positions to be doing that, but somehow it's gotten that kind of notoriety of just people wanting to, get networking in a new city they've come to. So I'm specifically talking to somebody new to the city, but there's plenty of people here that aren't networking. So come on out and get started. We've got the friendliest group ever. It's an ever-changing group because it's not a membership model. So I can speak to this month's luncheon. We had a change of 46 people. That means they weren't here last month, or they're brand new. So you're always going to meet somebody new.
Okay. We'll link to that in the show notes on the website so that people can find you and attend your luncheon. Val, I want to ask you sort of a little bit about the woman behind all of this. And so we get a little bit more personal after, now that we've heard about sort of what you're doing in the world. Can you describe a time in your life when you didn't put yourself first, when you weren't taking care of yourself the way you probably now know you need to?
Well, probably most of my career, I would say. Just always putting everybody else first. I think that's a common woman thing, raising children, you know, marriage, you know, all those things. But there comes a time too where you feel like you've got to maybe take the bull by the horns and figure out, wow, if I don't take care of myself, who else is? And I know you and I've had this discussion before, but it's really not selfish to be doing for yourself. And I heard the word split many years ago, fishing for yourself. And it made sense to me. It didn't feel so guilty after a while. But I do still have some guilt about, why should I be having that massage? Did I work hard enough? And really, I'm just, knock that out. That's crazy. We have to put our mask on first and do the things that make us feel good. And the whole reason I'm an entrepreneur is for the flexibility and the freedom to do what I want with my life. And that's whatever balance I decide it is. And sometimes it's kind of lopsided. You're an entrepreneur too, so I know you understand that. But when you finally realize, you know, wow, I deserve this. I work hard. I have to celebrate my successes too and be mindful of the things I'm doing for myself to make me a better person, really, all in the end. That's what I figured out. And really, actually, pretty recently. believe it or not.
That's what I was going to ask you is, when did that happen? What was the turning point for you?
Last year, about this time, actually, I had a big celebration for Women Make a Difference. And we had a big, you attended, actually, a big soiree at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center. And I got really sick. And I don't get sick that often, but when I do, it's a big whammy. And I finally went to the doctor and I found out some things were going on and I had to get that taken care of. But my husband wasn't as supportive as I would have wanted him to be. And whatever that was in that time, a light bulb went on for me that I really wasn't taking so good care of myself. That was the sign, I think. And that's where all this has come. So now I've gotten involved with yoga. I'm, you know, balancing my body and my brain and my mind and doing mindful things for myself. I'm involved in the new movement, Mindful Kindness, which, you know, you might be interviewing those folks upcoming. And just being really mindful of the things I'm doing to my body, putting in my body, the sleep I'm getting, the exercise I'm doing, the food I'm eating, really for the first time all encompassing ever in my life. So yeah, I have a lot to be happy for. So I'm excited.
Yeah. And what you're saying is so true. And it's so often the case with women that we push it and push it and push it, or we ignore it. And then it shows up in our physical health, but it's been there, you know, all along or for a long time. So it sounds like it showed up physically for you, and then that triggered some other changes in your life.
Absolutely. I guess that's what it took, is the sign. And I'm sure there had been many, many signs. But thank goodness I listened to this one. And that actually started on August 20th, so it's been a little over a year. But that's when I started realizing, boy, I really have something with Women Make a Difference. I've had the kudos for doing what I've done for a long time. I really just couldn't believe it myself. Mm-hmm. So it's taken, you know, strong support of friends and family to kind of bring that around and to say, wow, this is, you know, look what you've done. It's still hard for me. That feels so sort of braggarty or something, which is, I don't mean that at all. That's a hard thing. So when people are really acknowledging for a lot of stuff you've done that was easy, that's tough, but I'm learning to deal with it, accept it.
I like that, because that's what we talk about on the Well Woman Show, is really embracing your awesomeness and really sitting in your power, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. So, and we also talk a lot on the show here, or just in general with women, about this idea of taking care of yourself and putting yourself first. So that, I think, really speaks a lot. And you also mentioned something else that I was going to pick up on, about the transition that happened with you when, you know, after your physical health scare, and then you triggered some changes in your life, in your relationship. But I think a lot of times we ignore the warning signs. And part of what we're trying to do on the Well Woman Show is talk to women like you who are leaders in the community, executives or entrepreneurs, and share these stories with women, because we don't want women to get to the point where there's something really tragic happening before they realize that they need to make that shift. So part of what I've been investigating in a way has been like, how can we make that shift before it's really like do or die, which a lot of times it takes that for us to wake up and actually do something different.
That's a curious thing, isn't it? I wonder how long might it have taken, because just two weeks ago tomorrow, I had an aunt who's only a year older than me, 58, die of a massive heart attack. Was it that she was going and doing too much? We don't know, because your body's going to be different than my body. But really, are we listening to those signs? I mean, she happened to believe in a lot of alternative medicine and hadn't been to a doctor in 25 years. Does that mean anything? I don't know. She took good care of herself. She was healthy. But it only just takes that one time. It's our time. And living full out. I mean, we've heard it. I'm a personal development junkie. We've heard this stuff time and time again, if you're not taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. But when are you going to start? And often that's how we open up our conversation personally is, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, we've got all these things going on.
Yeah. Well, I encourage listeners to review the 4 steps to living a well woman life, and you can get those on the website at wellwomanlife.com. And I've talked to Val about these a lot. These are just 4. There are many, and we're always working on different ones, but they really help put you in check and make sure that you don't, you know, miss a warning sign like that. Val, we're going into a segment I call Superpowers for Success. So I want to ask you a few more questions here. The first one is, what does success in life mean to you?
I think being able to have the real true choice that we all have. We all have choice. We all are striving for balance, whatever that overused word means. But for me, I think just having the choice to do what I want in the moment I want, that lends to that freedom I spoke of earlier, that flexibility to do what I want to when I want to, but still be responsible for what I need to be responsible for, of course. But that makes you feel good that you've really done, you're doing something right if you can really make the choices you really want, because that's really what we want, is have free choice.
Yes, and when did you know you were really good at what you do? We touched on this with Women Make a Difference, but can you pinpoint a moment, either a quiet moment with yourself or with a friend, or maybe it was in a crowded room talking to 100 people?
I think it was it would have been November of 14, so 2 years ago now, and while I was at my own luncheon at Dan Juan Country Club, Women Make a Difference, I had a email from Albuquerque Business First that I was nominated as one of the Women of Influence for 2015. And somehow that just gave me evidence, I suppose, as if I needed it, that I really had something going on. Because when I saw the people I was nominated up against and who actually won out of 450 people, the 31 women, that were actually named, I was in some pretty big company. So I felt like, well, somebody thinks I'm something. So I wouldn't say I had to start believing it, but I really had a lot of disbelief. I mean, I think it's just some, you know, low self-esteem. Can I do this? Who am I? I mean, I have a networking group, big deal. But, you know, you really start recognizing that you have done something in your community and you're being recognized for it. And that's wonderful. It's a great feeling and can put you on top of the world.
Yeah. So often we get that external validation that then triggers an internal search for that, which is awesome when that happens. Can you describe a personal habit that contributes to your well-being?
Positive attitude. Just always being positive. That, you know, it's a lot easier to be happier than it is sad, at least for me. But if you go around thinking that or realizing that everybody's got their stuff going on, be compassionate, be open with other people, and just be positive yourself. And I think that keeps my mood pretty up most of the time. I'm not, you know, I'm a human being also, but I think just a positive attitude really lends to lots of things.
Okay. And what superpower did you discover you had only to realize it was there all the time? And I think I can guess this one, but I'm going to let you say it.
I'm easy to build rapport and trust with. I have a lot of trust of people, you know, nothing that I work towards, just being me. So, but again, that had to be brought out to me. It's like something that comes easy to me isn't what I thought would be a value to somebody else. But that's what I get told over and over again. You know, you're so easy to talk to people. And I see that in my daughter, and that really, you know, big hearts for that, because when you see what you've done, yeah, without intention, really, and your children are doing that, you know what that feels like, right?
I know. Isn't that awesome? I love that. Okay. I was going to say connecting was your superpower. And that's a little bit, you know, what you just described. But What do you do when you get knocked down, Val? How do you deal with blows to things in your life?
First thing I do is pray. That's helpful. It's just that one time. I try to not take it on that's like how it's always going to be. It's just, wow, what situation was that person in? If it was a person that knocked me down. Sometimes life just knocks you down, but it's all about getting up. Just get back up. I mean, it's just one situation that happened. Don't take things personal. Mm-hmm. I love Don Ruiz's four agreements. I go by those. I can't always, but don't take things personal is certainly one of them.
That's such a good one, because we do sometimes attach way too much importance to things that happen in our daily lives and let it affect us deeply. What advice would you give your 25 or 30 year old self?
Set more boundaries and learn to say no quicker.
Love it.
You know, you can't be everything to everybody. We want to be everything to everybody. It's a great, you know, it's a great thought. But you really got to fish for yourself first, as we kind of said earlier, and learn how to. So I see my daughter setting boundaries that I didn't set, which that makes me feel good. And, you know, learning to just be, do the things that you really love to do, because that's what's going to shine through. If we do stuff that we don't really want to do, that shines through also. So, you know, don't think you have to be everything to everybody. We're super women just because we're here already and we're showing up.
Great. Val, do you identify as a feminist?
Somewhat. I mean, I do tend to work mostly with women in business. I think they have a little extra need, maybe not as confident maybe as a man in business. So I, you know, when you ask that question, I kind of think business-wise, I think it's great what we've been able to do. And that's part of the strength I need to have. I know I looked strong to other women because I have my own business. I just didn't have it really couched in that way. So I think the more that we can be on the forefront and be doing what we want to do and still run our family and still have a relationship and all those things, hey, we're just going to keep getting on top, keep getting on top. Not to squash anybody else, but to live for ourselves and what we're dreaming for and what we're striving for.
Yeah, it's not a zero-sum game. It doesn't have to be if I win, you lose. We can all win together.
Absolutely.
And then last question, what are you reading right now? What's on your nightstand?
I just saw Deepak Chopra, which was great, and I got the book. So Radical Beauty, I'm looking at that one, and I'm always reading several at a time. Selling with Intention is a book by Ursula Menches, really good one. And then for my crazy book, I just read Crazy Rich Asians. So funny. This is like a true accounting of how, you know, these Asian families are what they do in the real world. And it's not much, it's not unlike what we do. There's just a lot of money involved. Pretty crazy reading. So I don't read crazy books too often. I'm usually personal development, but that was a fun one because I went on a trip and I needed some mindless reading.
Val, it's been such a pleasure talking with you this afternoon. Thank you.
Loved it. Finally, glad we got it together. And I really appreciate everything you're doing in our community and just appreciate you as a friend as well.
That's it for our show today. I've been speaking with Val Romero, founder of Women Make a Difference, a monthly luncheon meetup developed to help women network and meet others in their community. I spoke with Val about recognizing and owning your strengths, the importance of supporting women around you, and she shares tips for networking. You can get Val's free tips sheet at wellwomanlife.com/041show. Our monthly live event, Well Woman Drinks, brings women together to share our successes and challenges as women leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Woman Drinks near you, you can email info@wellwomanlife.com. And also mark your calendar for the holiday party, December 14th in Albuquerque, New Mexico. If you are in the area, or even if you're not, make plans to come. The theme is self-care, and we're calling it our selfish holiday party. We'll have some nice surprises, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's December 14th. You can go to wellwomanlife.com/events for more information. And if you enjoy this show, please take a moment to subscribe in iTunes and leave a review. It really helps raise visibility for the show, which is super helpful when it comes to producing this show every week for you and for other women around the world to find the show. You can continue the conversation in the Well Woman Life community group at facebook.com/groups/Well Woman Life Community. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you were listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Well Woman Life. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.